Gardaí are investigating the death of a man who was found with serious injuries in Bray in County Wicklow yesterday. The man, who is in his 30s, was found unresponsive on Boghall Road at around 6 p.m. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more details now. Paul, what happened?
Well, shortly after 6 o'clock last night, Gardaí and the emergency services were called to what they describe as an incident on Boghall Road in Bray. Now, that incident appears to have been some type of a fight, a violent row among adults in the playground where children were playing. When they got there, they found a 37-year-old man in the Ballywaltram playground with serious injuries. He was unresponsive. There is a green area, a park around the playground, and a walker discovered the man and called the emergency services. The victim was treated at the scene by paramedics. Efforts to resuscitate him failed, and he was pronounced dead there a short time later. He appears to have been stabbed and sustained fatal injuries. The area was declared a crime scene and sealed off. The state pathologist carried out a preliminary examination and the man's body has now been removed for a post-mortem. There are three schools in the Ballywaltram area. At least two are within the crime scene area. So the two primary schools in that area, St Fergal's and Bray School Project, have been closed today under emergency closure orders. Children wouldn't be able to get into them, nor would it be appropriate for primary school children to look out their school windows and watch Gardaí and forensic specialists work at a murder scene.
What are Gardaí saying, Paul?
Well, officially, the Gardaí are saying the results of the PM will determine the course of the investigation, but the reality is that they have already commenced a murder investigation. They're satisfied the man died violently. They've set up an incident room, appointed a senior investigating officer and a family liaison officer. They're trying to establish the last movements of the man. They believe he was stabbed during a fight. They're particularly anxious to identify the people he was with or who were there, who he met, how he was confronted or who attacked him. They have appealed for witnesses, anyone with information to contact them at Bray Garda Station or on the Garda confidential line. They're keeping an open mind, but they know the general direction of their inquiries at this stage. They suspect the murder could be linked to some type of local dispute. Local public representatives, specifically the Green Party councillor for Bray East, Erica Doyle, has asked people in the community to remain calm and allow the Gardaí do their job. No arrests have been made at this time, but the investigation is ongoing.
OK, Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent.